The Social Life of Things, Commodities and Cultural Perspective. By Arjun Appadurai. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Social Life of Things, Commodities and Cultural Perspective, by Arjun Appadurai, is a collection of essays that explore the cultural significance of commodities. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of meaning and identity. He examines the ways in which commodities are used to construct social relationships, create cultural identities, and express political and religious beliefs. He also looks at the ways in which commodities are used to create and maintain social hierarchies. Appadurai begins by discussing the concept of commodity fetishism, which is the idea that commodities are imbued with a special power or aura. He argues that this power is not just a product of the market, but is also a product of the cultural meanings that are attached to commodities. He then examines the ways in which commodities are used to create and maintain social hierarchies, and how these hierarchies are reinforced through the use of commodities. He also looks at the ways in which commodities are used to express political and religious beliefs, and how these beliefs are reinforced through the use of commodities. Appadurai then looks at the ways in which commodities are used to create and maintain social identities. He examines the ways in which commodities are used to construct social relationships, and how these relationships are reinforced through the use of commodities. He also looks at the ways in which commodities are used to express cultural identities, and how these identities are reinforced through the use of commodities. Finally, he looks at the ways in which commodities are used to create and maintain social networks, and how these networks are reinforced through the use of commodities. The Social Life of Things is an important contribution to the study of commodities and their role in culture. Appadurai's analysis of the ways in which commodities are used to construct social relationships, create cultural identities, and express political and religious beliefs is insightful and thought-provoking. His examination of the ways in which commodities are used to create and maintain social hierarchies, and how these hierarchies are reinforced through the use of commodities, is particularly illuminating. The Social Life of Things is an essential read for anyone interested in the cultural significance of commodities. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings. Idea summary: Appadurai argues that commodities are not just physical objects, but also represent social relationships and cultural meanings. He suggests that commodities are embedded in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just physical objects, but also represent social relationships and cultural meanings. He suggests that commodities are embedded in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings. He suggests that commodities are not just objects to be bought and sold, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings. He argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of power, status, and identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He suggests that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings. He suggests that commodities are not just objects to be bought and sold, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings. He argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of power, status, and identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He suggests that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai suggests that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings. He argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of power, status, and identity. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He suggests that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects, but are also symbols of social relationships and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 2. Commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of desire. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of desire. He suggests that commodities are imbued with cultural meanings and desires, and that understanding these desires is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of desire. He suggests that commodities are imbued with cultural meanings and desires, and that understanding these desires is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of desire. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of social and cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of emotional and psychological utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange, and that understanding the cultural meanings and desires associated with commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of desire. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of social and cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of emotional and psychological utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange, and that understanding the cultural meanings and desires associated with commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of desire. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of social and cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of emotional and psychological utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange, and that understanding the cultural meanings and desires associated with commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 3. Commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of production. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of production. He suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of production. He suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of production, and that understanding the production of commodities is essential to understanding their social life. He suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of production, and that understanding the production of commodities is essential to understanding their social life. He suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of production, and that understanding the production of commodities is essential to understanding their social life. Finally, he suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 4. Commodities are not just objects of use, but also objects of representation. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of use, but also objects of representation. He suggests that commodities are imbued with cultural meanings and representations, and that understanding these representations is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of use, but also objects of representation. He suggests that commodities are imbued with cultural meanings and representations, and that understanding these representations is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just physical objects, but also symbols of social and cultural values. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the symbolic meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of use, but also objects of representation. He suggests that commodities are imbued with cultural meanings and representations, and that understanding these representations is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just physical objects, but also symbols of social and cultural values. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the symbolic meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai further argues that commodities are not just objects of use, but also objects of representation. He suggests that commodities are imbued with cultural meanings and representations, and that understanding these representations is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just physical objects, but also symbols of social and cultural values. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the symbolic meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of use, but also objects of representation. He suggests that commodities are imbued with cultural meanings and representations, and that understanding these representations is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just physical objects, but also symbols of social and cultural values. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the symbolic meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 5. Commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of transformation. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of transformation. He suggests that commodities are transformed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of transformation. He suggests that commodities are transformed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of transformation. Through the process of exchange, commodities become imbued with social and cultural meanings, and these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. As commodities move through different social and cultural contexts, they take on new meanings and become transformed. Apadurai suggests that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that commodities take on in different contexts. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of transformation, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that commodities take on in different contexts. Apadurai further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of transformation. He suggests that commodities are transformed through the process of consumption, as people use them to construct their identities and express their values. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of transformation, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that commodities take on in different contexts. He suggests that commodities are transformed through the process of consumption, as people use them to construct their identities and express their values. He argues that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that commodities take on in different contexts, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 6. Commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. Apadurai further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. In conclusion, Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to them. He suggests that commodities are consumed and produced in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He argues that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to commodities, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. He further suggests that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the meanings that are attached to commodities, and that these meanings are constantly changing and evolving. Main idea number 7. Commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of appropriation. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of appropriation. He suggests that commodities are appropriated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of appropriation. He suggests that commodities are appropriated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural appropriation. He suggests that commodities are appropriated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity formation, as they are used to construct and express social identities. Apadurai suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural appropriation. He argues that commodities are appropriated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of power, as they are used to construct and express power relations. Finally, Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of desire, as they are used to construct and express desires. Main idea number 8. Commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of exchange, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Finally, Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of exchange, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also suggests that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Finally, Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of exchange, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also suggests that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Finally, Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. In conclusion, Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of exchange, consumption, and representation, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things, and that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation, exchange, consumption, and representation. Main idea number 9. Commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. Idea summary. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 10. Commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of display. Idea summary: Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of display. He suggests that commodities are displayed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of display. He suggests that commodities are displayed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of display, and that the display of commodities is an important part of the social life of things. He suggests that commodities are used to express social status, to create a sense of belonging, and to communicate ideas and values. He argues that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of display, and that the display of commodities is an important part of the social life of things. He suggests that commodities are used to express social status, to create a sense of belonging, and to communicate ideas and values. Appadurai further argues that the display of commodities is a form of communication, and that the meanings of commodities are not fixed, but are constantly being negotiated and renegotiated in the context of social and cultural practices. He suggests that the meanings of commodities are not fixed, but are constantly being negotiated and renegotiated in the context of social and cultural practices. He argues that the meanings of commodities are not fixed, but are constantly being negotiated and renegotiated in the context of social and cultural practices. He suggests that the meanings of commodities are not fixed, but are constantly being negotiated and renegotiated in the context of social and cultural practices. Appadurai's argument that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of display, has important implications for the study of consumption and the social life of things. He suggests that understanding the meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things, and that the meanings of commodities are constantly being negotiated and renegotiated in the context of social and cultural practices. He argues that the display of commodities is an important part of the social life of things, and that understanding the meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 11. Commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity. Idea summary: Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are imbued with cultural meanings and identities, and that understanding these identities is essential to understanding the social life of things. In his book The Social Life of Things, Commodities and Cultural Perspective, Arjun Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are imbued with cultural meanings and identities, and that understanding these identities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. Appadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. Appadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of identity. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic value, but also objects of symbolic value. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic utility, but also objects of cultural utility. Main idea number 12. Commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation. He suggests that commodities are represented in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation. He suggests that commodities are represented in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just physical objects, but also symbols of social and cultural values. He suggests that commodities are embedded in a network of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the ways in which commodities are represented is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai suggests that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation. He argues that commodities are embedded in a network of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just physical objects, but also symbols of social and cultural values. He argues that understanding the ways in which commodities are represented is essential to understanding the social life of things, and that understanding the ways in which commodities are represented is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 13. Commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchange value. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchange value. He suggests that commodities are exchanged in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchange value. He suggests that commodities are exchanged in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of symbolic exchange, and that understanding the symbolic meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange, and that understanding the cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchange value. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of symbolic exchange, and that understanding the symbolic meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange, and that understanding the cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchange value, and that understanding the exchange value of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchange value. He suggests that commodities are exchanged in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of symbolic exchange, and that understanding the symbolic meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange, and that understanding the cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 14. Commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of control. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of control. He suggests that commodities are controlled in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of control. He suggests that commodities are controlled in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of power. He suggests that commodities are used to create and maintain social hierarchies, and that understanding the power dynamics of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation. He suggests that commodities are used to create and maintain cultural identities, and that understanding the symbolic meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of control. He suggests that commodities are used to create and maintain social and cultural boundaries, and that understanding the boundaries of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are used to create and maintain social relationships, and that understanding the negotiation of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Finally, Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation. He suggests that commodities are used to create and maintain cultural identities, and that understanding the symbolic meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 15. Commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of transformation. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of transformation. He suggests that commodities are transformed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of transformation. He suggests that commodities are transformed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of transformation. They are transformed through the process of circulation, exchange, and consumption, and these transformations are shaped by the social and cultural contexts in which they are embedded. For example, a commodity may be produced in one country, but its meaning and value may be transformed when it is consumed in another. Appadurai argues that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the ways in which commodities are transformed through their circulation, exchange, and consumption. Appadurai also argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of transformation. He suggests that commodities are transformed through the process of commodification, which is the process of transforming something into a commodity. This process involves the transformation of a thing from its original form into a commodity that can be exchanged in the market. Commodification is a process of social and cultural transformation, and it is shaped by the social and cultural contexts in which it takes place. Appadurai argues that understanding the social life of things requires an understanding of the ways in which commodities are transformed through commodification. Appadurai's argument that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of transformation, is an important contribution to our understanding of the social life of things. By understanding the ways in which commodities are transformed through their circulation, exchange, and consumption, as well as through commodification, we can gain a better understanding of the social and cultural meanings that are attached to them. This understanding can help us to better understand the social life of things, and the ways in which they are shaped by the social and cultural contexts in which they are embedded. Main idea number 16. Commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchangeability. Idea summary: Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchangeability. He suggests that commodities are exchanged in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchangeability. He suggests that commodities are exchanged in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchange. He suggests that commodities are embedded in a web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchangeability. He suggests that commodities are exchanged in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchangeability. He suggests that commodities are embedded in a web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchangeability. He suggests that commodities are exchanged in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchangeability. He suggests that commodities are embedded in a web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of exchangeability. He suggests that commodities are exchanged in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural exchangeability. He suggests that commodities are embedded in a web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 17. Commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of production. Idea summary: Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of production. He suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of consumption, but also objects of production. He suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of production, and that understanding the production of commodities is essential to understanding their social life. He suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of production, and that understanding the production of commodities is essential to understanding their social life. He suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of production, and that understanding the production of commodities is essential to understanding their social life. Finally, he suggests that commodities are produced and consumed in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Main idea number 18. Commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of appropriation. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of appropriation. He suggests that commodities are appropriated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of appropriation. He suggests that commodities are appropriated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural appropriation. He suggests that commodities are appropriated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of identity formation, as they are used to construct and express social identities. Apadurai suggests that commodities are not just objects of economic exchange, but also objects of cultural appropriation. He argues that commodities are appropriated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of power, as they are used to construct and express power relations. Finally, Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of desire, as they are used to construct and express desires. Main idea number 19. Commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of exchange, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Finally, Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of exchange, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also suggests that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Finally, Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of exchange, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also suggests that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of consumption, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Finally, Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of representation, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. In conclusion, Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation. He suggests that commodities are circulated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of exchange, consumption, and representation, and that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that understanding the social and cultural meanings of commodities is essential to understanding the social life of things, and that commodities are not just objects of production, but also objects of circulation, exchange, consumption, and representation. Main idea number 20. Commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. Idea summary: Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Appadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further suggests that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He argues that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. Apadurai's argument is that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He further argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects of negotiation. He suggests that commodities are negotiated in a complex web of social and cultural meanings, and that understanding these meanings is essential to understanding the social life of things. He also argues that commodities are not just objects of exchange, but also objects.